This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. You don't have to squint too hard to see that this might be one of those moments that turns out to be an actual moment where things change, or start to change anyway, in some really big ways. We've still got a pandemic going on in this country, protests and uprisings that just kind of feel different, and globally a move to reduce American participation, economic and otherwise. So we have called Tori Taussig. She's the research director at the Belfer Center for Science and International Affairs at the Kennedy School at Harvard. We called her up to talk things over. Tori, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me, Kai.
What do you make, and let's start big picture here, what do you make of this moment in this country with all that's going on and the idea of American influence abroad?
Well, this is certainly a moment of reckoning for the United States at home and abroad. Let's take a step back, even before the protests started, to talk about how the United States was dealing with the coronavirus pandemic. And I think that there are two important issues to focus on. The first is that the pandemic has reprioritized and energized efforts in the United States and elsewhere to nationalize supply chains. And the second issue I wanted to focus on is the United States and other countries may take protectionist measures in order to boost domestic industries. And I think, you know, this will, of course, have a negative effect on global trade routes. We're likely to see a turn toward protectionism moving forward.
So let's take it from the foreign point of view here for a minute. And if you're a traditional American ally, let's say you are Angela Merkel in Germany, or let's say you're Japan, and you're looking at how this country is handling the coronavirus pandemic, the protests, and its general attitude toward international affairs from the Trump administration, what is your gut telling you?
There's been a general sadness and dismay, I think, among American allies that they have lost their traditional partner in solving big global issues, whether they be on pandemics or economic crises. And it's clear that the Trump administration and our government is distracted by major economic and health crisis here at home, and now protests that are inhibiting our ability to be a stronger voice for these values overseas.
What's at risk in this moment for, or you know, depending on your answer, is there anything at risk in this moment for America's position as a globally economically dominant player? What's on the line?
Well, there are many ways that the U.S. carries out influence abroad, economic and otherwise. I worry that this is a time where we're seeing our convening power, our coalition building power, severely reduced, whether that be because of distraction at home or the Trump administration's lack of interest in working with European allies. I mean, we saw early on in this pandemic, the United States block consensus statements coming out of the G7 and the G20 because allies weren't getting on board with blaming or punishing China enough. The European Union carried out a series of fundraising efforts last month to raise money for coronavirus vaccine research. The United States' voice was absent. They didn't contribute to the funding. And so these are just two examples of how the U.S. voice has been reduced on the world stage, where allies have traditionally looked for the U.S. to play a bigger leadership role and convening role.
Tori Taussig, she's a research director at the Belfer Center for Science and International Affairs at the Kennedy School at Harvard. Tori, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time and your thoughts.
Thank you, Kai.